Stage 2 of the Anxiety Release Method. Now in Stage 2, we're going to tackle general anxiety. Generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, is best described as a lingering background anxiety that often stays with a person throughout the day. It's associated with exaggerated worry and tension, even though at times nothing seems to provoke it. This disorder often means worrying excessively about health, money, family, or work, and it's often common for a person to be unable to describe exactly what the source of the worry is. People who experience GAD often feel it worse upon waking in the morning, and it can last throughout the day and disrupt sleep at night. To give an idea to someone who wants to understand what it feels like, GAD can be best described as similar to the anxious shock someone might get if they were suddenly pulled over by a police car. In the case of general anxiety, that sensation can manifest several times throughout the day, often only with minor worries or even when there is no particular concern at all. It is important to rule out other possible medical conditions that can cause anxiety symptoms. This would include problems with your heart, such as cardiac arrhythmia, other anxiety-causing illnesses, including metabolic conditions, such as hyper or hypothyroidism, hypoglycemia, and a variety of others. Once these have been ruled out by your doctor, by either tests or an exam, then you can arrive at the proper diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder. If you've been diagnosed with general anxiety disorder, don't convince yourself that you have a clinical illness. You don't. This disorder doesn't mean that you have a physical or mental illness. Your brain is fine and your body is fine. If I had editorial authority over what was printed in textbook psychology, I would eliminate the use of the term disorder. I use it in my materials because most people are familiar with it, but I find the term misleading. It conjures up ideas of chaos and total breakdown of mental function. That's not the case. General anxiety is a behavioral condition and can be reversed easily by following the exercises for released calm in Stage 2 of the Anxiety Release Method. These specific exercises for releasing calm will allow your body and mind to slowly return to feel more balanced and less anxious, bringing your overall anxiety score back down to a more comfortable level. The exercises are explained in full detail in the book that accompanies this course. But for this recording, I'm going to talk you through some of the exercises that are best listened to rather than read. First of all, we are going to start by teaching you correct abdominal breathing, which will loosen up the physical tension you may be holding. And after that, you will find a recording that will instruct you on how to eliminate reoccurring anxious thoughts. Then we will do some gradual muscle relaxation, followed by a guided meditation to arrive at a deeper level of mental and physical release. Here you will achieve a deep sense of released calm throughout your body. Please note, none of the Stage 2 recordings from the Anxiety Release Method should be listened to while driving or operating heavy machinery.